We're in Simen Kuf Nun Tes and Hilchos Netilos Yadayim. We're up to Sif Gimel. We'll be doing Sifim Gimel and Dalet. Kli shemachzik revius kishesomchim oso. A keli that if you hold it up, if you support it, it will hold a revius. Vimlo yismachuhu, but if you let it sit sit on its own, it's going to bend to the side. Yishavchu hamayim v'lo yishar bo revius. It couldn't hold a revius. That means the bottom has a dent, for example, and it's going to be off to the side. Eino keli. It is not considered a keli. A keli amachzik revius is a keli. A keli that will not be able to be machzik revius without your help is not a keli. Hilkach, megufa shel chavis. If you want to use the stopper, the plug of a barrel, shehi chada, it's sharp. Veina mekabelis revius shalom sumeches. It can't sit on its own. It's only off to the side that you'll be able to sit. Ein not limimeno. The halach is you can't use it for Netilas Yadayim. Vim hirchiva milmata at shemekabelis revius kishi yoshev v'shalom esumech es not limimeno. If you bang out the bottom and make it wider so that it can hold a revius while it's sitting on its own without leaning against anything, then the halach is that it is a kli. A few things. First of all, with regard to a keli that broke, you had a large vessel, it broke, and now you have a piece of it, and this piece holds a revius. So the Beis Yosef says that that's also good. However, Mr. Brewer brings b'shem the Rambam that if you're talking about a broken keli, unless you actually set it aside for use, it's considered nothing, it's ready to be thrown out, and it's not a keli. It's got to be that you set it aside for use. Now, this is all talking about where it got dented on the bottom or broken on the side. What happens if you have a regular a keli and the top of it cracked or broke off in a way that now you're left with a keli underneath the point of what used to be the top and it holds a revius? So there the halach is we consider that a good keli. The only time we call it a shever kli is if it breaks on the side or on the bottom. If part of the top is broken off and it's still used for its initial purpose, the halacha is we consider that still a kli. What happens if the kli got broken on top unevenly? You have to wash from the lowest level of that break, because above that point it won't hold a revius anymore, because the water is always going to come out through that lower part. What happens if you have a shever kli, the leftovers of a keli, the keli broke, and that leftover got a hole in it? That a hole in the leftovers of a kli should not render it possible that we should say, yeah, it's just a small hole anyway. The halacha is, even if it's not the konis mashka, the smallest hole, water trickles out of it, nobody keeps a shever kli that doesn't work. Meaning, if this is a shever kli to begin with, and it doesn't really hold water because the water is trickling out, the halacha is that that is not considered a keli. Siv dalid. Chemas ukfisha sheheminei nodo shel or. These are earthen kinds of containers, leather containers. It was common in those days to keep leather, to keep wine in leather. Shetiknon v'osel en beis moshav, that you went and made a base for them to sit on. Aval, yeah, so what's the halacha? Not lemehem. You can use that for Netilas Yadayim. Aval sak v'kupa, where's a sack? Sheskinon l'shev es bolo smicha v'zivsam bezefet. You went and you covered it in tar even. You cover the outside in tar. Achei mekablem mashkim, until the point where they're mekabel mashke, ain't not lemehem. They're never really made to be makabel mashkin. So the rule is like this. In the case of leather that is made for holding wine, it's actually made to be makabel mashkin. The halach is that you've got to make you've got to prepare it in a way that it will be able to sit on its own. Whereas if you're dealing with with a sak v'kupa, which was never really made for holding mashkin in the first place, there making it a base to sit on is not going to turn it into a kli. Now the Mishnah Brewer brings the kasha of the Taz. We're later going to learn that if something is meant to be used by smicha, meaning it's meant to be used the way it is, and a normally a person will hold on to it, there, it even though it can't hold a revius without smicha, it's still considered kosher. So why over here, in the case of the leather wine holder, why did we have to go and make it a base? Even if it doesn't sit, that's the normal way of using it. So the Taz answers that over here, in the case of the leather, if you don't put it down on the table one way or another, it's just going to collapse, and we won't consider it a keli altogether. So dafke here, you have to go and make a base for it in order to give it a din of a keli. Because it collapses, it's leather. Whereas if you're dealing with something stiff, even though it's pointy, but if it's meant to be used derech smicha, and derech smicha can hold a revius, so that would be kosher. Says the Mechaber further, V'uadin lekovim shel levadim, pirish beged kosher, filter obalaz, a felt hat. Afilu kishehim koshim kol kach shemekablem mayim, ve'inim zovim mehem, even if it's strong enough to hold water. Mikol mokum einim asuyim lekabel mayim, your hand is not meant to hold water. Umikol mokum ayidei adchak mutarim, ayidei adchak, you can rely on it. Why is that? Sho'ovrei drachim regilim lishtos behem, people on the road will use their hats for drinking out of. Therefore, you can rely on it b'shas adchak. The Mishtabur brings a prima godin that bizman hazeh, it's so uncommon to drink out of your hat that you couldn't make a bracha on such an atila altogether. And because it's just not normal for people on the road to use their hats for drinking out of. Therefore, even though we would rely on this b'di'evet to eat out of, we would not rely on it to make a bracha of al natilas yadayim.